In the 21st chapter of John, very familiar. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, verse 4. And his disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, have ye any meat?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, that's about 300 feet, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. You remember they'd mended that net 3.5 years earlier. Amen. Been laying around ever since. And now, amen, they got that same old net out again. And they catch 153 fish at the bidding of the Savior. And that old rotten net wasn't broken. That's a miracle too. Amen. Jesus saith unto them, "Come and dine." And some of the disciples just asked him, "Who art thou?" Knowing that was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my lambs." "You don't understand, Lord. I'm a fisherman. I'm not a shepherd." Amen. But things are a-changing in Peter's life. Amen. He said unto him the second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" And he saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my sheep." "I know you're a fisherman, Peter, but I've got some hungry sheep that I need you to feed." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said to him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And he said, "Feed my sheep. Verily I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me." Praise God. The last fishing trip. This is a crisis in Peter's life. He's been a fisherman all his life. That's all he knows. And now the Lord's asking him to make a big change. Tom Helton came knocking on my door a few weeks ago. Deep conviction on him. Trembling. Fearful. We prayed. Amen. Tom prayed through. We talked about his besetting sin. Golf. Amen. He wanted to find a church that had church at 8 o'clock in the morning so he could spend the rest of the day playing golf. Amen. Golf was his stumbling block. Amen. He prayed through real good about it, asked me about it. I said, you probably have to quit just like I did baseball. Amen. He thought maybe he might not, but here he's sitting over here one night and that darkness swept over his soul again. And amen. He said, Lord, I'll give it up if you just not let me feel that terrible feeling again. He said, it left. He said, the Lord told me to throw all my golf equipment in the dump. I said, well, you could probably sell it. He said, he didn't tell me to sell it. He said, he told me to put it in a dump. Amen. And so that's what he did. Things was going to have to change for Tom. Before he lived for God, he had to get rid of the thing that had him hooked. Amen. He threw all that $100 worth of equipment in the dump. The dumpster. Amen. It's gone. Amen. It may be a while before the Lord lets him play very much. Amen. Even a little game of putt-putt now and then. Amen. Because if it's a stumbling block to you, you got to stay away from it. Or it'll always come back. Amen. Things had to change for Tom Helton. Hallelujah. Things got to change for us after a while. We're going to have to make up our mind to follow Jesus. Peter said, and this is contrary to what God had spoke to him in the 5th chapter of Luke, said, henceforth thou shalt catch men. Amen. He'd preached from Peter's boat and he'd took in another big drought of fishes, cast his net on the right side again, amen, and drew a big bunch of fish. And John and James had to bring their boat, and they filled all the boats until they was all sinking. God knows how to find the fish. Amen. But now, things are changing for Peter, James, and John. Some of you reached a crisis in your life in these last days. Amen. God's calling you on a whole new path. You got to give it all up. Some of it may not be much harm, but it's a hindrance. Some of it may not be a sin as such, but it leads to it because it takes your time and your mind. And so some of you have had to make a big change. You had to leave things behind, praise God. Ah, yeah. Preachers have listened to these tapes, amen, and sat in these pews and realized they had to make a change. Amen. They had to leave their job at Ford and General Electric and launch out by faith. Jim Lawson was one of them. Amen. He had to leave that job at General Motors up Dayton. Amen. Him and his family had been in that company for years. Amen. And he kept feeling more and more and more uncomfortable about staying there. And finally, there wasn't nothing else that Jim Lawson could do. Insurance or no insurance. A Social Security retirement or no Social Security retirement. He had to give it up. Amen. And go whole hog for God. Praise God. It's a different life, this life of faith. When you leave fishing that you know so well, amen, and start feeding sheep. But if you feed the sheep, they'll feed you. If you help the sheep, they'll clothe you. Amen. Jesus got some sheep that needs a feeding. Oh, you may not like the smell of the sheep. Barn, you may not like the smell of the sheepfold. Amen. You may not like the looks of the sheep, but most sheep need a good washing real often. See, I don't know why y'all go to church all the time. Because we're sheep. We need to get cleansed real often. Amen. We need to take a bath real often. They told D.L. Moody, said, your revivals don't last. He said, a bath don't either, but you got to take one once in a while. Amen. Praise God. We got to go to church real often. Harold Jones in Barville, Kentucky, a Methodist Sunday school teacher, said, you all have to have revival all the time to go to heaven. Said, we ought to have revival once a year, and we vote on it then. Amen. That's because we're sheep. And we have to have a lot of cleansing. Have to have a lot of washing. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. Oh, if I'd have known. Amen. That night I fished all night up near Ledington, Michigan, on the west side, instead of the east side this time, standing in that cold water all night long, Bill, until the fog that raised up off that river froze on my insulated clothes and I was snow white. You could hit me and white dust would fly off of me. Amen. I'd fished all night and caught 3 fish. Worked as hard as I ever worked. Amen. I had that heavy-duty rod with a sponge ball taped on the end of it. Amen. But I jerked so many times with that big heavy pole sticking in my stomach was sore. You know what? I just kept fishing. I fished till daylight the next morning. Everybody went to bed except me. But there's something way down deep inside said, this may be your last fishing trip. Amen. It was the last trip to Michigan. They shut down the snagging on the east side and the west side. Amen. And now it's illegal in Michigan to snag. We were coming home that night and it snowed so hard, a big wet snow like come Monday. Amen. It snowed so hard, that wet snow coming out of the north, that it snowed all the signs over and you couldn't read them. Couldn't tell where you was going or where you'd been. Amen. I got to the forks of the road up near Cadillac, Michigan. Amen. And I couldn't tell which way to go. The signs were snowed over. I got out of my 84 van and got one of them 4-foot long throw rugs. And it's a lot further up there to that sign than you think it is. And here I am standing out there, amen, trying to knock the snow off the sign. And the police drove up. They wanted to know what in the world I was doing. Amen. I told them I can't tell which way to go, which way you turn to go so-and-so. I was making my way east to catch 127 straight south. Amen. I'm going to take it all the way. Amen. And they told me which way to go. I jumped back in the car and away I went, snowing so hard. And that fishing trip, it snowed, the sunshine, it rained and snowed and sleeted, and the sunshine and rain and snowed. We had every kind of weather you could think of on that last fishing trip to Michigan. Amen. One of those last fishing trips, amen, I took my lantern because I was going to buy my license and fish all night long. And I'd bought a lantern down at Rink's 20 years ago or better. Amen. It would take any kind of gas. Regular, leaded, unleaded, white gas. Amen. Fill it up with anything, it'd burn. So when I filled up my little love truck, I filled up my lantern. And I carried all my gear down to the riverbank up at Oscoda, Michigan. Amen. And tried to light my lantern and a thing caught on fire. And all I could do, keep from wasting a lot of time, was turn it off. Amen. And so I turned it off. Everybody else up and down that river had a lantern. Amen. And so I just fished by their light. I fished all night long, caught a bunch of those big salmon. Amen. And the next night, I headed home, not having had much sleep. I took the wrong road and went right through on 75 instead of taking the bypass that goes around Toledo and Detroit. I took I-75 straight through. just this side of the city. I run out of gas in that love truck. The fog was so thick you could hardly see. Amen. I pulled over to the side of the road and I decided I could see the lights up there to the exit, but I couldn't make it to the exit. I decided I'd lay down that truck and take me a sleep. Amen. And I couldn't sleep. I thought that exit's so close. If I just had a quart of gas for that love truck. And it hit me. You filled up that gas lantern and turned it off before you used any. And I thought, boy, yeah, I'll make me a funnel out of a piece of paper and pour that gas in that love truck. And that's what I did. But it was on a sidling place. Amen. And I tried to start it and it wouldn't pick it up. A quart of gas on a sidling place on the Midian. Amen. I thought, well, I had that gizmo unhooked that kept you from starting it, you know, without pushing in the clutch. Amen. I decided I'll just use the battery, shift into low gear, and run it up on the level with the starter. And so, here I come up out of the Midian up onto the level with the starter. And just as soon as the truck got level, it started and I took off. Amen. I tell folks, don't be too worried about when your lantern won't burn. The Lord knows you're going to need that gas down the road, praise God. And I had a whole lantern full in the back of the truck, praise God, and run to the next exit and filled up with gas. Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were some of my last fishing trips to Michigan. It might have been that one, amen, that I fished all night again just below the bridge, down below the dam at Oscoda. And I'd caught 7 big salmon already. And I asked somebody that was fishing all night, too. I said, is there a limit on these? And some fellow said, I don't know. Amen. And he got the book out. And by the flashlight, began to read, said, the limit's 5. And I already had 7. And so I, amen, quit fishing. Dragged my fish up the bank. Amen. Hung that big rope over a stump. And it's way down to the water. And crawled in the back of the truck and went to sleep. I didn't hear the whistle blow that morning when they warned all the fishermen that they'd opened up the spillways in the dam and the water was going to come up 3 feet in that river. I didn't hear the whistle blow. I slept right through it. I woke up after a while and decided it's late. I ran down to check on my fish and couldn't even find the stump that I'd hung my rope over. Amen. The stump was gone, covered with water, and all my fish was gone too. Amen. I lost the whole stringer and had to go back and fish some more to have any fish to bring home. Amen. Oh, yes. It was fun while I was fishing. It was fun. Amen. In those younger days, 20 years ago. Ooh, yeah. Amen. But after a while, you're going to run out of options, folks. 20 years ago, I was killing 2 and 3 deer a year. I was still chasing my bird dogs across the field. Amen. Wherever I could find any birds to chase. Amen. I'd climb the slickest tree in the country if it was an advantage. Amen. I'd wiggle my way up that tree and take me a deer stand where I could see ever so far. Things have changed, Brother Johnson. I'm not looking for any trees to climb tonight. If they've got limbs clear to the ground like a stepladder, amen, I'm not looking for no tree to climb. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, amen, things are a-changing, brother. Amen. Sometime or other, you're going to have to make a change, and I trust it'll be for the better. Peter, feed my sheep. Peter would never go back a fishing anymore. He'd never catch a fish to pay his taxes with and get the coin out of his mouth anymore. Amen. God would lead him out of Galilee, out of the Sea of Galilee, out of Capernaum, where James and John lived. All three of them would leave. They would head up, up, up. Amen. Until they was above sea level. Until they was all the way to Jerusalem. And you don't catch any fish in Jerusalem. But there's a lot of lost sheep up there that Peter had to feed. The day of Pentecost was fully come. The glory of God came down. Tongues of fire set upon that 120. They talked in tongues and prophesied for the longest. The flood of God's glory. Amen. Run out of the upper room. I thought Gary is going to get the Holy Ghost in the upper room. Amen. He's carrying that big camera that Korean Broadcasting Company was. Amen. And he's getting a picture of all of us. Somewhere Gary was going to be on TV in Korea seeking the Holy Ghost in the upper room. He didn't quite get it. He came that close. They ain't very much fishing in Jerusalem. But there's a whole lot of lost sheep that I need you to find, Peter. Amen. Boy, it's a big change when you leave all that you've known, all that you've enjoyed. The people, the family, and the people that loved you and backed you when you first started. What a traumatic thing to have to leave it all behind and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. You're going to have your last fishing trip sooner or later. Old Brother Rob Hatfield, Sister Rosie's husband, was a fisherman. He knew the river, and he could throw a rod and reel the braided line almost clear across the old Spring River. I didn't see how in the world he'd done it. I'd get a backlash and wouldn't get 30 feet out, and I'd finally have to give it to him, and he would give it that big, long arm swing. Amen. And me and Rob was fishing. Rob got old after a while, and his knees wore out. But he didn't lose that fire to go to the river. He had a neighbor to take him down to the river and help him get set down. He couldn't stand and fish. All the way he could fish was set down. And so he would fish sitting down till he caught all the fish. And then, amen, that last fishing trip, Rob couldn't get back up. He had to yell at the neighbor when he came close to come and help him up. It was Rob Hatfield's last fishing trip. He liked to fish, and he liked to eat them. I'd go to Rob and Rose's house when he was having fish, soup beans, fried potatoes, poke greens, green onions, cornbread, and a big plate of bass that Rob had caught out of those cold, clear water. I'd sit down and eat. Amen. And I was a young preacher, young guy, and they was like a father and mother to me in the Lord. I loved to watch Rob eat. He'd fill that plate with those poke greens, cut up a big pile of green onions on top of that, and then take a fork and run his knife through it. Get it all mixed up. Amen. We was having fried taters, brown beans, and fried fish, and poke greens in the springtime in Arkansas. Amen. But there came a time that Rob had his last fishing trip. Me and Jim Lawson drove all night long after church one Sunday night 10 years ago. Amen. I had a bunch of cabinets that Jerry had given me that he took out of the house. loaded them in the back of that Ford and hauled them to Arkansas. And before we went to bed that night, me and Jim tore out those old cabinets. Amen. Getting ready to install them. New ones to me. They was already used, but it's new to me. And we went to a funeral the next morning. Rob Hatfield's funeral. Amen. Rob had had his last fishing trip. You think you can't give it up? You're going to give it up anyhow. You think you can't leave it behind? You're going to leave it behind. You think you can't leave them behind? You'll leave them behind. Rob's gone. He's had his last fishing trip. Amen. A couple of times I went by and got Sister Rosie. She sold the farm they lived at, moved into town. A couple of times I went by and got Sister Rosie. Of course, she wouldn't go down to town without tidying up a little bit, so I had to wait. Sister Rosie took her down to Fred's fish house where they fry them catfish fillets in pure peanut oil. Jim McCraddock is Uncle Lewis's son-in-law. And Jimmy is kin on both sides. Amen. And Jimmy knows how to fry those catfish at Fred's fish house. Amen. I was down there one day in big Rolls Royce parked out there in front coupe. Amen. I was just kind of awestruck. Limousines and Lincolns. Amen. And Rolls Royces parked in front of Fred's fish house in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. They come from Springfield, Memphis, 100 miles away, and stop because the fish is so good at Fred's fish house. Amen. Oh, I don't have time to go fishing anymore. Not very many fishing trips anymore. Amen. My dad was a fisherman. He'd quit any job he was doing to go fishing. Amen. In the shed I bought back home, there's three rods and reels hanging up with the hooks on them and the weights, just waiting for me to go home. But I ain't got time. Those are Dad's fishing poles, Jeff. Amen. My dad has taken his last fishing. You think you can't give it up? You think you can't obey God? Amen. You're going to give it up. I guarantee you're going to leave it all behind. I guarantee you're going to leave all the fun and game behind. I guarantee you're going to leave every big job behind. You don't have time to have revival. You don't have time not to. God needs you to feed some of the sheep. You think you got to work that job in order to have security? Amen. That's what my dad thought when Earl Ellis offered me a job on Frisco Railroad as a mail clerk. I was 17 years old. It was the summer before I started pastoring Midway Church. My dad said, I'd like you to have something like that, son. It wasn't too long. 10 years at best. Amen. Until all of the steam engines were kicked off of Frisco lines and the oil burners took over. That knocked out the roundhouse up there, Missouri, where they serviced the old steam coal burners. Amen. It wasn't too long until they took all the passenger trains off because they weren't profitable anymore. And when they took the passenger train off of Frisco Lines, which is not even Frisco Lines anymore, another company's bought them out, that took the mail cars off. And they were no longer carrying the mail. And I wouldn't have had no job in just a few years. But I got the best job there is in the world. My dad lost his job on the railroad, and with a great anticipation, he hoped I'd take one. But today, because I left it behind, said, I can't take that job.
I've got the best job in creation today. I wouldn't trade with the King of England, the Queen. I wouldn't trade with any of the kings and potentates of the earth. I wouldn't trade job with the governor of Ohio or the president of the United States. Amen. I got the most important task in eternity. I'm feeding God's sheep. Amen. Amen. You're going to work for your last time one of these days. But after I leave, for worlds unknown, what will I leave behind? You punch in the last time, you're going to quit, whether you want to or not. You're going to quit. You may think you're indispensable and nobody can do without you. You're going to quit, boy. Amen. You're running out of options. Time waits for no man. Age creeps on. Our legs are not as spry. We can't jump like we one time. We better jump for God. We better run for Jesus while we can. We better sing for the Lord. Oh, we got a voice. Amen. We better lift our hands and praise Him. We better kick and stomp and shout and glorify God and dance in the Spirit. All we can. We're running out of options. You may not realize it. We're in the end of the world. God's got some straying sheep that need to be found this week. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. Let's stand and let's pray tonight, Father. Challenge our hearts, O Lord God, in the lateness of this hour. Challenge our soul in the lateness of this time. That soon it's going to be our last revival. Soon it's going to be our last fishing trip. Soon it's going to be over. It'll be our funeral. Somebody will drive all night too. It'll be our funeral. Somebody will fly across the country to get back home. He said, signifying what death Peter would die. They're going to carry you where you don't want to go. Amen. Sister Bessie's mom, amen, didn't like it when anybody, and still don't like it when anybody, talks about putting her in a rest home. Some of these days, we'll lose our power of choice. And they're going to take us where we don't want to go. We better go to church while we got a chance. I think I'll testify while I got a chance. I think I'll preach a word while I got a chance. I think I'll sing for Jesus while I got a chance. Who knows when it'll be the last fishing trip. As they sing, we invite you around God's altar. Total commitment and sweet surrender. Praise God.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus lay them down. Jesus, shattered dreams, wounded hearts,
lay it at the feet of the cross. Lay it all down. Leave it all behind.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all to Jesus.
And He will turn your sorrows into joy.
Sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain.
All of thee, my blessed Savior.
He only promised a heart full of singing about the very thing
that once brought pain.
All to Jesus, shattered dreams, wounded hearts, and broken toys. Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus,
and He